Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Well, our assignment from yesterday was a follow-on. So what do you want? Think of something you want, write it down or draw it. What are you doing to get / have that? And then yesterday was, what are you doing to get in your way? Are you aware of voices that sabotage or resist? Record and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So here's our first caller.
All right.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Pasha from San Francisco. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Pasha. Hello.
Hello. I'm having a little audio difficulty. Okay.
Well, you actually sound great.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad to be on the show. I think I think it feels like the first time I made it. This was a weekend, and yesterday I continued doing the assignment in the book. There was some kind of a resistance writing in the book, and there was I need to write in somewhere, some other pieces of paper, as writing in a book is kind of ruining that book. Somehow I get to believe in that and went with other arrangements which didn't work very well, but now I'm back and its assignments are so simple. It's there is space there, there is assignment there, and I'm just doing the next assignment in the book. And it's very simple.
You have everything you need, right?
Yes.
Which we can transfer that awareness to everything, that insight to everything, right? We always have everything we need, and then there's the resistance to us receiving that. Right?
Yes.
So you just went ahead and said, I have the book. This is what the book is. This is what it's for. I don't need to go with that resistance. I can just have what I need, which is some place to do the work that I'm doing.
Yes. And what I see is that I can start work now, and that's what actually was part of the assignment. What is it, how conditioning prevents me from getting what I want is by delaying it and procrastinating and saying, well, once you set up everything, then you'll start, getting what you want.
Out there someday, right?
Yes.
When everything comes together, then you'll have everything. But in the meantime, go with the resistance.
Yes. In the meantime, it takes me to distractions, and it takes me months to come back out of that long loop of making everything, and then I'll do the practice. So I'm cutting my losses and dropping all the resistance because.
Yes.
I've proven myself I can practice now, and practice is what I want in life, because everything else falls in place when I'm with practice.
Yes, yes. Everything else is a distraction, and everything else is resistance, because what you're pointing at that is so difficult for us to get to. This idea that what we want and what we need is somewhere else, and that being aware, being in the present, is somehow going to keep us from getting what we want and what we need. And when we turn that corner and realize, actually, everything I want and need is only ever going to be available for me in the moment that I'm living in, then being here is the only thing we want.
And it's what a glorious moment it is to be here.
We see everything. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it even contains, because for ego, it's, well, that's great. You know, you're here and isn't that lovely, but you don't get to have that new car that you want. Well, yeah, you can only ever actually have that new car in the moment, too. So there's nothing outside the moment. That's just an illusion. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Pasha.
Very grateful. Gassho.
Me too. Gassho. See you soon.
Pasha.
Yes, I'll be there this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Pasha. I think we're going to hear all the bamboozles come up in this conversation,
yes.
Cherry, because that's it. Life is here in this moment when we can experience it, have it, and receive it. And whatever takes us from being here with it, how it is that shift of attention. And Pasha brought up a very important one, which is, You can't have it here. You have to leave here in order to find it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Procrastination, conditionality, separation,
unhappiness,
all of it. Unhappiness.
Yeah.
Completely being bamboozled by what gets us what we want. That even want is a movement away from having what is. Because it moves us to not enough or insufficiency or lack.
And the most, to me, the piece of that that you're pointing at that is most clarifying is that it takes a separate somebody in order to want something that isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then, as you say, I'm an ego who's going to get what it wants, and the focus is on lack and deprivation and loss and inadequacy, and it's just never going to happen. The only thing that's going to happen is that conversation over and over and over,
and so much suffering as a consequence.
Unnecessary suffering.
Yep. All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Beth in Mountain View.
Well, hello, hey, Beth.
Hi. I am so happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, I'm so eager for people to ask me how I am. And suddenly nobody ever asks me how I am. But I want to say my thing because that's my practice. So I'm happy you're here. I just realized nobody has to ask me. I can just offer that.
That's exactly what just dropped in for me. It's like it's fun to just say it when you show up somewhere.
Yes. Gosh, I'm happy to be here.
So this has been a very fascinating exercise. With the what do I want, you know, there was this kind of pie in the sky, like, oh, I want unconditional love for the whole world sort of idea. And then I kind of let that pass, and I'm like, no, really, like, really, what do I want? What does my heart want? And what it finally came down to was I want acceptance and unconditional love of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like starting here,
start it small, right?
<Yeah. laughs>
Which actually isn't at all, is it? It's actually the only way there's ever going to be unconditional love and acceptance for the whole world.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that message often gets diverted or how do I say it? Neglected for what conditioning thinks the bigger picture is.
Yes, well, for something that ego hopes you'll focus on and determine it's impossible and then just go to failure and depression.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, right. So. Exactly so. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to, you know, what am I doing to have that, you know, all these wonderful things came up. Practice, meditation, recording and listening. And then it got into eating well and exercising. And conditioning said, wait a minute, those are things you have to do. And it became judgmental. And I saw this whole thing that anything I would do to have that, and then follow on, anything I would do that would get in my way of having that becomes a judgment call from ego's perspective, mm-hmm. rather than just, well, this is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that
well,
makes
sense. And it's what we were just talking about with Pasha. So everything we want and need exists in the moment. And it's the only place we can ever have it, right? And so ego's whole deal is to drag us into duality, out of that wholeness where
right.
everything is available to us, and drags us into duality, which is what you watched it do. Oh, well, now, wait a minute. It didn't say it, but it could have said, oh, now, wait a minute, that's a job for duality. You know, you're either doing it or you're not, and you need to be watched, and you need to, you know, it needs to be parsed. And, of course, that can become a full-time job for ego, because it will make every aspect of our lives into something that has to be viewed from its dualistic perspective.
Yes. That yeah. is exactly what I saw. That is exactly what I saw. So no matter what I wrote down, if ego didn't like it, then it wasn't the thing that I should have written down, or it wasn't going to help me have that, and or it was something that, you know, oh, yeah, go ahead. You know, that's good. That's good. Focus on that. So.
Yes. Yes. So what we talk about endlessly, of course, is the moment unfolds, here comes ego. Right mm-hmm. behind it. Oh, that happened. Let me have an opinion about that.
Yeah.
And as you say, the negative doesn't always look negative.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That was a great decision, because all it's doing is setting up the other side of the duality. Well, now that wasn't that good.
Right.
Okay, well, you did really well there. Well, yeah, but you blew it there. That's the nature of duality. So people get fooled when they hear something that seems positive. So now I'm being judged positively. This means I'm doing something right. This means I'm a good person. No, you're just set up for the other side of the, you know, you're on the high side of the teeter-totter.
Yes. And
right?
I don't.
And you're headed down.
Yeah. And I don't think I saw it as clearly as doing those exercises. So that was just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we should keep doing these, don't you?
I think so. I'm on board.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's a good thing. All right.
You.
Thank you so much, Beth.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, Beth. See you soon.
Yes, see you soon.
Wow. Sorry, Sherry. I'm going to bring on another caller while I recover from my coughing bout. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. This is Chris in North Carolina.
Hello,
hey,
Chris.
Hello, hello. So I have another bamboozle I can throw on the pile.
Oh, good. We'll have a bamboozle bonfire here in a minute.
That's a great idea. So what I was looking at is the longing, and how if I have a desire, so something like to have a better relationship or something like that, that the process for doing that really is something that could be learning and fun and, you know, all of those kinds of things, just grooving along with it. And what it seems conditioning wants to do with it, or at least one of the bamboozles in there, is to move me into a place of longing for whatever, you know, conditioning is projecting that's there, right? The presence that is out in the future somewhere. And then in doing that, it's really like the focus is now on deserving what it is that I'm longing for, rather than actually moving towards getting it or having it.
Yes. Oh, I must have caught that.
You got it.
So there, yeah, it's going around. So there are three layers of that to me. So the first layer is you're already having the experience.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Oh, excuse me. Or you wouldn't know that you wanted it. Right?
Yeah.
So you're
yep.
having the experience, and ego says, oh, yes, it would be wonderful to have that experience. Oh, gosh.
So divine.
Someday. Yeah, yeah, someday. And then we fall for that. Let me have a sip here. Thank you. And so now you're in the longing, and now in my little view, there's wholeness, and then there's down on the bottom right is this world of duality. And so the longing just slides you right down there into, well, but do you deserve that?
Yeah.
I mean, are you ready? Are you ready for that? Could you really handle that if you got it? Now we're in a very sincere conversation, right? About what you three steps away from the experience that you
yep.
already had.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly like that. And oh, there's something I was gonna add to that too. I forgot. Oh, well, here's another thing. One thing is that well-being that's being projected out into the future, that better relationship or whatever that is, that presence, that even that is being flatlined in some sense. That from conditioning viewpoint, there's no you know, any emotion that's not flatlined is not good, and so. that what I'm actually, it has me going for is, let's just say it's presence, that when I get there, even that will be flatlined. And so presence
yes.
is something that I can just stay there and it will stay the same. And contrary to everything else in life, it will not undulate. It will just be like that forever. And such a setup.
Well, yes. And it is interesting, isn't it? Because with enough of a flat line, it could stay that way forever.
Oh, just reduce it to the point where you could
yeah,
assume
it can't even
present.
Undulate.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because there's just nothing. There's
yeah.
just nothing going on. And if there were undulations, they'd be so subtle that they could be quickly camouflaged. By the flatlining. The other thing that I saw in that, Chris, when you described it is. The other bamboozle is this is the thing that I want, and that is the only thing that will give me what I
yeah.
want.
Yeah.
Right? And so when I have that perfect job and anything else, I mean, I have great friends. I live in a beautiful place. I have enough money. I can you know, go play and on vacation and – but I don't have the job I want.
Yeah.
And that's I think, a big one for a lot of us, is that tunnel vision that sets us up to then be in the endless conversation about that. And it's not even that, you know, my friends or relationships or whatever don't matter. They just never get any attention. They're going right on. Right, but they all exist in an unconscious or ignored place
yeah.
as the conversation goes on about the job and how that's going to be and how I need to deserve that and what changes do I need to make in order to be, and why don't I have it? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, really just a funnel towards misery. How does it feel like? Just kind of inexorably drawn in that direction. Yeah.
When actually what I want, again, is to be here receiving all of life as it is, the opposite of flatlining, right? So when I get that job or when I meet that person or when I, you know, whatever it is that I have an intuitive sense I would really enjoy having in my life, then I will be bringing the same enjoyment and appreciation to that as to everything else in my life.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good, huh?
Part of it is that we're already having that experience, and so redirecting the attention certainly can come in handy in that location. If we catch on to what's going on, then the remedy is pretty straightforward. Of course, that's always true.
It's really straightforward, but it is so hidden, right? I mean, it's just the last place we look. And even when we know the answer, the only place we can actually realize that answer is true is from the present.
Yep. So good.
It's like a conspiracy, Chris, right? It's like life is conspiring to get us to the place where we're going to have everything we want and need because nothing else works. And we keep getting the same answer. No, you have to be present. Well, but you really do need to be present.
It really does feel that way, that we're just being guided towards compassion constantly in every moment. That I think I remember a conversation you all talking about how compassion is seeking us out, and conditioning has to be ever vigilant to block all of the entrance points.
We're being sought.
Pursued by compassion. Mm-hmm. So,
pursued by compassion. Yep, love it. Thank you, Chris.
All right, thank you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. There was so much in that conversation, Sherry, but the salient summary for that for me is how much, I think you said this in that which you're seeking, which is, spiritual practice is a movement to a life of plenty. And you proceeded to explain that everything that is ego is a negation of what is. And it's that place of ignorance because we're so focused on what is not. We're focused on what is not in order for us to be ignoring everything that is. So what I long for, what I don't have, what I need to do, not here, everything is that force of negating what is. And so that plenty implies we have everything. We're aware of everything. And in being aware of everything, we can't live in that place of absence or longing or want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, and tying that in with the image that Chris was using, that ego is going around shutting off. So we're being pursued by life to give us everything that we've always desired, the deepest desires of our heart, and a bunch of mundane stuff that we wouldn't think would actually be a part of the program. And ego is just closing off every window, every door, just racing to make sure that none of that gets in. And what we're learning to do in practice is just throw open all the doors and windows and let that plenty just fill us.
Mm-hmm. It's really the definition of presence.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So simple, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's, I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry, so here we
All
go.
All right. Okay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Bill from upstate New York.
Hello,
Hi,
Bill.
Well, wow. Great radio show today. The question I have is, as I've been looking at what the things that I want and then looking at what am I doing to have it and what am I doing that gets in the way, what I find is that there's this, like, there's a judgment that there's a discomfort. And that discomfort can be anything for me. It could be a mosquito bite. Could be my job. Could be anything. And so then there's this thing that makes me go, okay, let's go find comfort somewhere else. And that's where that desire is born. And then what happens to me is I then experience, because I have that desire, there's this anxiety or this drive to be getting to that new place. And then when I get to a place that maybe ego says, okay, this is that new place. This is where that mosquito's not biting you anymore. You've acquired that good. Then I find out that ego's not happy with that. It wants more.
Yes.
Visioning. Too much violence was required to get to where you are. And so it's a whole new, it's not new, but it's another, okay, here's discomfort again, and now you've got to stay, you know, now you've got to try to escape this discomfort. And so there's this pattern of when I try to think of what I want, it just perpetuates the want from one discomfort to the next.
Okay, so I have an idea for you, okay? So if you were to substitute the word dissatisfaction for discomfort,
right,
it might help you to get a sense when it's discomfort, it feels like it's about you. When it's dissatisfaction, it's easier to see that it's ego. And that's what you're describing, right? It's ego's dissatisfaction. Ego is dissatisfaction, right? So no matter what, it's just got you on that hamster wheel, right? And you're going to go round and round and round and round getting to the place where it's satisfied. And, of course, that's never going to happen. You're just going to go forever on the hamster wheel. So, which you've noticed, right? Yeah. And so here's a place that you might enjoy looking. That when that starts up, so you see, you recognize that what's going on is ego is attempting to get you to give attention to dissatisfaction. Just there, that's a great place to bring conscious awareness. How often, and it's kind of moment by moment, so it's usually there, how often ego is trying to get you to focus attention on dissatisfaction. Now, focusing attention on dissatisfaction is giving attention to ego, and that's all it's really going for, right? So as you do that, you notice, ego is campaigning for dissatisfaction. Just relax and ask yourself, but what am I experiencing?
Right.
Can you get a sense of it?
Yes. Just the change of the word changes the whole dynamic. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Like,
and when you expand your awareness to, but what am I experiencing? You know, let that include the breath and the body and what you're seeing and hearing and feeling and all of the, what am I experiencing? And whoosh, there's life to let you know what you are.
Right. Right.
Okay. You'll let me know what happens, right?
I will. Awesome.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bill.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Bill. Oh, that is just so, it's so the Aikido move on ego, which is to really move it, going back to what Chris and you were talking about, that the redirect of attention from absence to here to presence just shifts everything, because we're immediately aware of all that is, which is that feeling of fulfillment that is always there. If we're not listening to something that's telling us what is not so.
Yeah, and fulfillment, that's such a great word. That's it. Yeah. It's going from deprivation, dissatisfaction, to fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from absence to presence.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. So, our assignment for today is, how are you when you get what you want? Record and listen.
Oh, very fun. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.
Go happy.
Go happy.